USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip, prompting the U.S. to emphasize the importance of prioritizing civilian protection by Israel. In an effort to address humanitarian concerns, a major crossing from Israel to Gaza is slated to reopen, facilitating the transportation of essential supplies such as water, food, and medicine via trucks. The current death toll from the war has surpassed 18,000, with 140 individuals still held hostage in Gaza. The perpetrator of the shooting incident at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, was identified as a former professor from North Carolina. Former students and one of his graduate assistants revealed that 67-year-old Anthony Polito had peculiar working methods. Polito fatally shot three people and injured a fourth at UNLV on Wednesday. It was noted that he had applied for a teaching position at the university in 2020, but was not hired. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, as do the details about Polito's life leading up to the tragic accident. The pilot flying a medical helicopter on its way to pick up a patient in northwest Iowa was hit in the face by what he thinks was a duck that smashed through the windshield.
We're canceling the mission. Will you make other arrangements for us? We've hit a bird.
The bird hit put the helicopter out of service for repairs. The Wings Air Rescue pilot says he was a little bit dazed, but he was not hurt. Tipping has gone over the top this holiday season.
With Christmas festivities underway, shoppers are encountering a new trend this year. An increasing number of businesses are employing credit card machines that prompt customers to tip for what often amounts to a straightforward transaction.
That tipping app should not be a pressure app when you are paying over the counter, because these are hourly workers.
Diane Gottsman from the Protocol School of Texas advises against feeling obligated to tip at a retail location, even if the service is excellent, as it's considered part of the job. However, she emphasizes that tipping is appropriate at restaurants where servers heavily rely on tips as a significant portion of their salary. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the age of 82, actor Ryan O'Neal has passed away. The renowned Hollywood actor died Friday afternoon. His son Patrick mentioned that O'Neal passed away peacefully, surrounded by friends and family. O'Neal had a prolific career. He appeared in over 500 episodes of the 1960s primetime TV soap opera Peyton Place. He later took on notable roles in films such as the 1970 melodrama Love Story alongside Ally McGraw and the 1973 film Paper Moon, where he starred alongside his daughter Tatum. In 1970, O'Neal earned a Best Actor Oscar nomination for his role in Love Story. The actor battled leukemia and prostate cancer since 2001. The middle class combined have less wealth than the 1% of top earners in America, Lance Pry reports.
The wealthiest Americans are now even richer than ever. The Federal Reserve is reporting that the top 1% of earners in the United States own more wealth than the entire middle class of Americans combined. Statistics through the summer of this year indicate 26.5% of all household wealth, about $38.7 trillion, belongs to the 1% of American earners.
The Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer has set a new record, surpassing 93 million views within the first 24 hours on the Rockstar Games YouTube channel, and that marks the highest debut for a non-music video. The official release on Monday followed an earlier leak. The trailer showcases the return to Vice City and introduces the first female main character in the franchise. Grand Theft Auto 6 is scheduled for release in 2025. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.